Actor Gary Sinise, better known as Lieutenant Dan to Forrest Gump fans, is heading up an effort to build 12 severely wounded soldiers' specially equipped homes. Sinise, along with other charity leaders and Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, announced the 2013 Building for America's Bravest program during a ceremony in downtown Tampa this morning. Sinise said he enjoys giving injured soldiers some of their normal life back.
They're going to have life challenges for a long time, for the rest of their lives. And worrying about a home that isn't adaptable to the challenges that you're going to face in life, you know, these injuries aren't going to change. So having a home that can help make your life more independent, more manageable, give you a sense that you can do things for yourself, that's going to give them a sense of confidence.
A Tampa native who lost both of his legs and one arm in Afghanistan will be the first to be honored at a charity concert at Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park on May 10th. Michael Nicholson, a sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, is currently living near Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C.
They have adapted apartments up there, but, I mean, there are things, you know, counters are really high, you know, reaching for stuff in cabinets, you know, but all these homes take care of that. They take away all those challenges.
Nicholson is miles away from his friends and family who still live in the Tampa Bay area. His new home will be on Inner Bay Boulevard in South Tampa. Most of the soldiers who receive homes are in similar situations. Mayor Buckhorn said that makes this project about more than just giving them a home.
It means everything for us, but more particularly for them, to know that they're surrounded by their friends and their classmates. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Mike was playing high school. And so to get back to a normal life and to enjoy normal living to the extent that that's possible.
Gary Sinise performs concerts with his band, the Lieutenant Dan Band, in cities where the new homes will be built. The proceeds go toward the cost of the new homes. They don't look much different from any new home at first glance, but on the inside, they're equipped with special showers, easy-to-reach counters and appliances, and even automated air conditioning and entertainment systems. Sinise said his status as a celebrity helps with fundraising.
That's one benefit of being in the public eye is that you can have all these cameras around you asking you questions about what you're doing.
And Mayor Buckhorn said the city will make the process, from the benefit concert to groundbreaking and through completion, as easy as possible.
Both in terms of putting the word out and in terms of permitting, in terms of the regulatory process, we're going to do everything we can to make it as expeditious as possible, as we did at the Nicholson house that they did on the addition on the parents' house. I mean, so we'll be there to do whatever we can to help. I mean, we're here, we're supporting it, we believe in it, and most importantly, we want to honor the service of these young men.
Sinise, whose role in Forrest Gump portrayed him as an emotionally broken, wounded veteran who lost both his legs in the Vietnam War, has partnered with numerous agencies to help the real-life victims of war.
It's such a big bureaucracy, and there are so many needs out there for veterans going back to World War II that some people are going to get lost in the cracks. And I think that's where non-government organizations can fill those gaps. There's some great organizations, as Frank Siller said. I've been supporting organizations like the Semper Fi Fund, Hope for the Warriors, good organizations like that that are trying to fill those needs. And if a lot of these organizations weren't there right now, there would be a lot of need out there that would not be being filled.
The Gary Sinise Foundation is partnering with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation for this project. Frank Siller, the group's chair, said he started the charity after his youngest brother was killed in New York City during the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center.
He was on his way home play golf with myself and my two other brothers when he heard on his radio that the Twin Towers was hit. He turned his truck around, he drove back to his firehouse, he got his fire gear, he drove to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which is a tunnel that connects Brooklyn to Manhattan, and it was closed for security reasons. So he strapped 65 pounds of gear on his back and he ran through the tunnel to the towers, where he gave up his life.
Though Siller's brother didn't lose his life fighting in an American war, Siller said first responders and military veterans are both heroes. The first injured soldier to receive a smart home through the Building for America's Bravest program was Todd Nicely. Nicely is a quadruple amputee from Missouri who lost all of his limbs after stepping on a hidden explosive in Afghanistan.
And I remember waking up in the hospital bed thinking to myself, as most of these guys did, what now? How am I going to How am I going to move on past this and continue to live my life and be able to take care of my wife and hopefully one day my family?
Other vets who are set to receive new homes through the program have injuries ranging from single amputations and burns to severe brain injuries. More information is on the website buildingforamericasbravest.org. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.